Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And today we are doing our weekly, I don't know, Amanda likes to call it our roundup.
I don't know why I say that. It doesn't make any sense, but
no,
our recap.
I like the roundup. But yeah, so we're here talking about our recap for essentially a podcast that we did together earlier this week. So it's a little bit strange because it is something that we did together and we're talking about it some more, but I love this topic and I think a lot of listeners like it too. So we're talking about, on the podcast this week, we were talking about our countdown to Christmas shape up. So it's a 3-part series. And if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it because there's also a really great free download that goes along with it at fitchicks.com/countdown. So if you go there, you can actually download the workout that we're talking about. But we're talking about, you know, how to get in quick, easy, consistent exercise and what you should be doing to make sure that you are primed up for a holiday shape up.
No, totally. And I mean, I was just talking about this earlier today as well on my Facebook. But I was saying how, like, you know, between now, we're in Canada. So between now, which is like Canadian Thanksgiving and Christmas, up to the new year, they say the average person gains anywhere from 7 to 10 pounds, which is kind of intense, right? Like if you think about that, like that's a lot of weight. And I'm not someone who normally like focuses on like the scale. So I don't focus on weight, but at the same time, I focus on how I feel, how my clothes fit, and just overall, like, you know, if I'm feeling strong, if I'm feeling weak, if I'm feeling like out of breath going up the stairs, like those things, those are the things that I pay attention to when it comes to my own health. And so, you know, if you're someone who is looking for ways to kind of like ease your way into the holidays without kind of being super stressed out, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit more today, right? Because it's like, it's a time of year that people do get super stressed because of their weight, because there's so much extra that's going on all the time.
Well, and I also find that because there's so much extra going on, there's no time to, you know, or I shouldn't say there's no time. Workouts become less of a priority because you've got so many social things going on. And also it's darker earlier, it's cooler outside. So there's like a lot less motivation. So what do you do? Like, what are your kind of fast fixes for making sure you get your fitness in, even when you don't have a lot of time?
Okay. So, you know, as well as anyone, Laura, like lately, especially, I've been trying to get my daughter onto like a sleep schedule. So my life is like completely like upside down, plus she's teething. So it's like a very like non-scheduled lifestyle right now. It's really hard for me because I like to kind of like live and die by my schedule in the sense of like, I do my workouts in the morning, I do this, I do that. Right now, I don't really have it. I'm trying to keep her as consistent as possible, but it's really challenging. And so my workouts have kind of went sideways a little bit as well. So what I do is I fit it in when I can. So that's my number one, is I fit it in when I can. So sometimes I will start my workout and then all of a sudden she needs me because, you know, whatever, like she just wants me to play with her or she wants to eat or whatever the case may be. So I will stop my workout. So sometimes I'm only like 5-10 minutes into my workout and that's okay. I'll stop it. And then I'll pick back up whenever I can. That is sort of how I've been managing as much as possible. The second thing that I do is I walk everywhere as much as possible again. So I take her for walks. I make sure that I get in my extra steps. So if I have to go to the post office, as long as I have enough time in my day, I will walk there versus driving there so that I at least get some sort of form of movement and activity in. And my third thing is my 5-minute fixes is what I call these. So this is in addition to my regular workout. So I always have my scheduled workout that I'm going to do. So this is like this is what I'm doing for today, whether it's cardio, whether it's strength-based, whether it's HIIT training, et cetera, whatever it is that I'm doing that day, I get that done as best as I possibly can. But then I also have these 5-minute fixes that I like to do. And this has become more and more of a routine thing for me because my workouts are kind of all over the place, this is kind of my way to make sure that at least I'm getting in a little bit of extras here and there when I can. So my 5-minute fixes is simply, I have one that I like to do that is 5 movements each for 1 minute. That's it. And they're super simple movements. It's plank, push-ups, squats, lunges, jumping jacks. That's it. Like straight up, so easy. But I get my heart rate up, I get moving, and I add that in. So again, keep that in mind. That's in addition to my regular workouts. So that's like maybe near the end of my day, like maybe when she's in sleep and I just have that little bit of extra time, I'll get it in just to add that extra sort of up the ante. The other one that I like to do is sprint intervals for 5 minutes. So 30 seconds sprint, 30 seconds walk, 30 seconds sprint, 30 seconds walk for 5 minutes total. If I'm not sprinting on a treadmill or outside, if I'm indoors in my house, sometimes what I'll do is just high knees for 30 seconds, march for 30, high knees for 30, march for 30. But those high knees that I'm doing, that 30 seconds is like full on, like as if I'm like trying out for like the Olympics. Like I just go for it, like as fast as I possibly can. And sometimes I'm literally doing it. Like today I did it in like just my regular clothes. Like I didn't even have time to like get changed into workout clothes or anything. I just was like, okay, I'm going to just drop down and I'm going to do my plank. Then I'm going to do my push-ups. And I just did it in my regular gear, because I have to just fit it in. So those are kind of, those are my big things. And then my last one, sorry, I'm talking a lot, but I got a lot of tips on this. My last one about how I'm really fitting in, sort of upping the ante extra fitness, is I do 50 to 100 squats a day in addition
Holy
to my workouts.
Holy junkie.
Yeah, well, body weight exercise. Like those are just body weight squats, but I do them in 50, like in a group of 50. So I do 50 in the morning when I first wake up. So I either do them like pretty much when I first wake up. Sometimes I do them like right after I brush my teeth, that kind of thing. Sometimes I'll have to do them like right after Maddie has had breakfast or something like that and she's just playing. Like I'll just do the 50 really. I do those. And then if I can, if I have an opportunity, if I feel up to it or whatever, I'll add in another 50 later in the day. So whether that's at night again, or whether it's, you know, during nap time or something like that, or if it's just like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm sitting all day and I just really need like a little bit of energy and I need to give myself a little bit of a pick me up, but I don't have that time to go for a walk, I do an extra 50 squats then. And I like just doing 50 because 50 for me is just like a really easy number just to like stick to. My legs are burning, my butt's burning, but it's not like to the point where I'm like I can't walk, you know? And it's using major fat burning muscles. So it's like, it's kind of like this win-win and it's boosting my energy and bringing up some more like endorphins and getting me feeling good again and sort of clearing my head a lot of times. So yeah, that's my, those are my go-tos right now.
Well, and that's what I love.
But keep in mind,
like fitness.
Sorry, I was just gonna say, but keep in mind, like my workouts are not like hour long workouts. Like even when I do my regular workouts and I do these things in addition to, my regular workouts are 30 minutes or less. So it's like accumulatively over the course of the day, I might do about 40 minutes to an hour of activity, but it's like in pieces.
Well, and that's just it. It's like, we have to shift our mindset around fitness to be also in line with like our lifestyles and with our goals. Because I know for a lot of people, it's like they obviously they're utilizing fitness because they want to maybe look a certain way, right? Like they want a certain type of physique. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you have to think, when your life is super busy, when the holidays are coming, when you have a new baby or whatever it is, maybe you can't put your fitness as a time priority. So you just have to make sure that it's still a priority, but in a different mindset of time. So that's why these 5 minute fixes are so great, because it doesn't mean you have to do 30 minute workout. It doesn't mean you have to do a 45 minute workout. You can just do these little snippets here and there. However, you know, if you do have a specific physique goal, then of course you are going to train in a different way other than maintenance or other than staying moving. And then also the main thing, especially leading up to the holidays, is that still try to get in as much activity, but the main thing is watching your nutrition, because that 7 to 10 pound weight gain is not coming from lack of exercise. It's usually coming from a lot of Christmas booze, a lot of extra parties and treats, and you know what I mean? Like the warm hibernation fall setting in. So just make sure that you're keeping an eye on your nutrition and then getting in different types of exercise. So if you want to go back to our podcast too, and we have that download, fitchix.com/countdown, where we were having you guys, Amanda was talking about 5 minute fixes, breaking it up. Our goal for you for this week was to fit in one habit every day. And that was for 10 minutes of body weight exercises and 5 minutes of HIIT. So you could do that, split up. into 3 5-minute across the day, like Amanda was saying, or you could just do it all in one. And it's going to be the best way to get your strength training and your cardio in, and get quite a lot of afterburn as well. And then watching your nutrition.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
And just make sure that when you are doing the cardio stuff though, you got to bring it. You got to give her. That's why I said, even when I do those 5-minute little fixes, it's like, they are like when I'm done, I'm like, holy smokes, I'm so tired. I don't break. I don't stop. It's just like full on, that 5 minutes is like all I got. So I got to make it happen and I got to make it count.
Well, that's where I read a really interesting article, and then we'll wrap this up. Maybe we'll talk about this in a future podcast. I read a really interesting article about interval training versus high intensity interval training. So interval training, you know, your heart rate's around 75.
I feel like I read this same article.
Yeah. It was like 75 to 85. And then high intensity interval training is, you know, 90 to 95%. If you're using your 100%, you would be toast. But but it was saying how there's so many people who aren't, you know, they're thinking they're doing high intensity interval training, thinking they're getting the benefits of it, but really they're just doing interval training. So if you have a heart rate monitor, make sure that you're using that and just kind of do a little bit of a check. Because, you know, we talked a lot about in the last podcast about how you could do your rate of perceived exertion, your RPE, and the way you know you're at your, we call it 9 out of 10, which means 90% and above, is that you can't talk, you can't, you know, speak, and you would not be able to stay there for longer than 2 minutes. I like to even say longer than a minute, because you need to slow down, you need air, because high intensity interval is anaerobic. So it's interesting. I can't use heart rate monitors because for some reason they don't pick up on me. I don't know what it is. I think it's someone once told me it's to do with my rib cage, but I always will, they'll work and then I lose them. So, and I've tried the wrist ones, they're not as good. But anyone out there, just try that out and see if you're actually getting to that high intensity interval place, or if you're actually just interval training, which is still great, but there is a difference.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. I agree with you 100%. I think that having a heart rate monitor, it really does put things into perspective. You know that I always train with one, and it's like, it's one of those things that has become kind of a staple in my routine, because I'm obsessed with the idea of wanting to make sure that I'm always working at my maximum capacity, because sometimes you're just tired, right? And you feel like, yeah, this is my maximum because you're tired, but it's not, because your heart rate is still like hovering at like maybe about like where your 75 percentile should be. So it's like, it really kind of like puts your mind into the game, I find. It really like, and it also for me challenges myself a little bit more, because then I'm like, oh, come on, I can like get it a little bit higher. I can push a little bit more. And then I also like to watch and see how quickly I can recover. So it's a cool tool to have.
Yeah, if it works for you. Apparently I don't have a heart.
I wasn't going to say anything. So I was just like going with it when you're like, yeah, it's my rib cage. But I was like, maybe.
I am a robot.
Heartless soul here.
Heartless robot. Okay, so that was our little roundup for the week. So try those 5-minute fixes. Definitely download that PDF at fitchicks.com/countdown. We've included in it 4 awesome workouts for you to do at home that are 15 minutes that combine strength training and high intensity interval training. So you get the benefits of both. And let's make sure that we are heading into the holidays on a healthy note.
Yeah, and make sure that you check out next week and the following for the wrap-up, because we've got 2 more weeks of awesome tips for you.
Of this 3-part series. And lots of freebie downloads for you to make sure you can implement it at home too, and not just listen to us. Okay, chicks, have an amazing day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.